Hey there, I'm Dr. Dave. Welcome to Microdose U. I really appreciate you being here with me today. I'm going to make today's episode a little bit different, a little bit special, and I really believe if you stick with me on this one, you're going to really enjoy it. Okay, let's get going.
You're listening to Microdose U Radio on the world's famous KMDU FM Salt Lake City.
Watch this.
Okay, so what I'm doing, if you're watching this on video, this is a very rare occurrence actually, but I'm recording this one on video as well. So I put it up on my YouTube channel. Of course, the audio podcast always, you know, we do two episodes every week, Wednesday and Friday. And those of you watching this on YouTube, if you found my channel that way, I just want to let you know, you're not getting most of the information. Almost all the information is on the audio podcast of the same name, Microdose U. So make sure you check it out. Because I'm doing audio and video today, what I decided to do, and it's going to be a little bit of a free-form, different type of episode for you guys on my Nakama, and I've decided I'm not going to edit anything. Now, when I do my audio podcast, and even some video podcasts that I used to do, if I like said too many ums or pauses or coughs or anything, any craziness that didn't work out, I would always just, it's very simple. Take it right into the studio, edit it out. Today, what I want to do is I want to show you the real me. And if I stutter, if I hesitate, if I can't think of a word, if I say if I cough like crazy, go into like a wild coughing fit, it's me. And I was thinking before I turned the mic on for this episode, and also I'm drinking tea with you, so just come on in. If you are watching the video, you'll see me watch it. You'll see me drinking green tea as well. Before I turn this mic on today, I was thinking about my podcast on microdosing that I've been doing for several years now. I'm about 3 years into my microdosing journey, and as you know, if you've been a follower of mine, it's changed my life totally. And I love doing this podcast. Although, something I noticed, I'm the type of person that always looks at my stats because I like to see how many people are viewing, listening, following me and all that good stuff. It's important to me, and it's not important. On the other hand, it's not important. And I'll share that with you. It will make sense in a second. So I noticed that whenever I do an episode that like teaches something about microdosing itself, like for example how to get off an SSRI or how I got off my SSRI, because I can't teach anybody how to do it because it's not medical advice. So I just share with you how I did it. And anything that's like related to dosing or how are you going to feel or any, those episodes do really, really, really well. And if they're episodes that go a little bit off book, like maybe for an episode, we really don't talk about microdosing itself, but we talk about life and how to improve your life and how to feel better every day, because that's the most important thing. I think every single one of you that's listening to me, that's following me on today's show, that's watching, and again, that is a rarity because don't get used to it. We're not doing many videos. Jump over to the audio. What was I going to say now? See, this is typical because I would edit this out because I totally forgot what I was going to say. Okay, so here's kind of what I was going to say, but I'm not sure if I'm on the exact right track, but let's go with this one. You guys are really, really important to me. I want to give you content that's going to truly help your life. If somebody is listening to my podcast and all they want to know is how much of a dose to take or how to relieve their gastric, their GI problems when they're dosing, if that's all they want to know, then there's something for them for sure. But it seems like when I put an episode out like that, those get the most listens or downloads. Put an episode out about something else about life and they don't get as many. So I'm at a crossroad. What do I do about that? I mean, I could easily stuff all the content and make it psilocybin, magic mushroom heavy, and everybody would love it. I get a lot of downloads for sure. No question about that. Or I can really talk about you and your life. Because every single person right now that's either listening to me or watching, I want to tell you this. I care about you. I care about you much more than my statistics. If I would get 1 million downloads, now I'm making that up because I'm not that big. But if I would get 1 million downloads, if I did an episode on how to dose properly. But then I had an idea that would, I know it would help your life a lot, but I knew also because of what I had to call it, the title and everything, it wouldn't get nearly as many downloads. Maybe let's say it would get a third of the number. Should I put that episode out? Knowingly that it's not going to do nearly as well as how to get off your SSRI or how to avoid gastric problems or how to dose properly or how long do I need to be microdosing, things like that. They always get a lot of downloads. I'd be doing you a disservice if I just put out episodes for the numbers. And I vowed to myself when I first started this show that I'm going to do it the way that I want to do it. I'm not going to do it the way to get more numbers, to get more downloads, to get more this and that, you know, whatever all the perks might be with like a really large podcast, whatever all those perks are, you know, advertising dollars, people start throwing money at you. Those aren't the important things to me. The important things to me, or the only important thing to me, is you. And I'm pointing to you because you right now are listening to me or watching me. You. I was thinking about this as well. I want to know just a little bit more about you because I really care and I want to tailor my episodes to how I can help you better. Yeah, I'm talking to you as an individual right now. I'm not talking to my whole group. I'm talking to you. I want to know how I can help you a little bit better. We might not know each other. You might be a regular listener. You might be once in a while listener. I might not recognize your name, but that doesn't matter to me. The fact that you have chosen to listen to me and to follow my podcast and you trust me to help you, that's all that matters to me. That's the only thing. It doesn't matter to me if I get 1 million downloads because I did an episode on how to dose properly for, you know, microdosing. It's nice. I mean, it looks great. And yeah, advertisers will be knocking my door down, of course. But that doesn't mean I'm helping you to the fullest extent that I feel that I can, that I'm capable of. Do me a favor if you have a second. This is doing me and you a favor, actually, so it's a win-win. I want you to introduce yourself to me. I'm really serious. I'm dead serious. I want you to introduce yourself to me. When this show is over, or you can pause right now, any way you want to do it, I want you to press pause or wait till the end, but I want you to send an email to me. My email address, and I'll make sure it's in the show notes, my email address is simply dave@mado.com. dave@mado.com. I want you to send me an email. And all I want you to do is introduce yourself to me. Say hello. Where are you from? Tell me why you're listening to me. Tell me what you want to get out of this. Tell me if I've helped you yet. Tell me if I could help you in any way moving forward, any way. Now, I will say this. If you send a really long, detailed letter about everything that's been going on in your life and what should you do, I hope you can understand. I won't be able to answer those. I'm not trying to do an individual consultation sessions here. I want to know you. I want to meet you. I want to know who you are, where you're from, maybe just a little bit, how long you've been listening, what you've gotten out of it, and what you hope to get out of it. That's I want to hear that. That's worth more to me than $1 million, 1 million downloads, $1 million. You know, the money, yeah, that sounds like great money. And I'm just making that number up because who wouldn't want to have $1 million? But once you get that money, if somebody would just send me a check for that money and say, okay, do your podcast my way now. Yeah, I'd have a lot of money. But I wouldn't have that fulfillment that I'm helping you. I still would be lacking, and all the money in the world can't make up for good feelings. Yeah, you love it at first. You get a ton of money. You get this big windfall of money thrown at you. You love it at first. It feels great. But when you get back down to real life, to regular life, The money is, even though you might have $1 million in your bank account, that sits in the bank account and you still have to live your real life. You still have to go through all the human aspects of life, the tough parts, the beautiful parts, the love, the hatred. You still have to go through all of that, just like anybody else. Just like somebody that has $100 for their name, you still go through the same emotions. Now, if you have $1 million, you might be able to buy some things that other people can't buy, including therapy or medical care, or you know, things to make you look and feel better. Well, I should say look better, but things don't make you feel better. And I'm not so sure things make you look better either. Your heart has to show what you look like. Your heart and your eyes. I mean, your eyes are like the window to the world. I mean, I can honestly look in somebody's eyes and feel their energy within 10 seconds, I think, or less. I could feel the energy, the positive energy, if it's somebody that I want to be hanging with. And by the way, yeah, since I'm a retired dentist, I got to mention the smile. So the heart, the eyes, and the smile are like the windows from your energy out to the outside world and to people like me, because I can feel your energy. Believe it or not, I say this a lot, I can feel your energy on this podcast. Even though I can't see you, but I honestly, right now, I'm closing my eyes and I'm feeling you on the other side of this mic. I really feel some good energy from you. I swear to you, I feel some really good energy. Now, I will tell you this. I want to disclose everything. I want to be as transparent as I possibly can. I went to the float spa this morning. My wife and I have a friend over. She's in from Detroit, and she's been here for like about 4 days or so. And we skied every day. And I'm just tired. I just didn't want to ski today. So they went up to the mountain. I'm here in the valley. I went to the float spa, and I did I did a microdose of magic mushrooms, and I did a small dose of cannabis, my favorite, together, and then float in the float spa. There's nothing like it. I went through all types of, how can I say this, parts of my life, past, present, and future. It was beautiful. But as I'm recording this podcast, I still feel like I am receiving the benefits from this wonderful medicine. I feel creative. I feel kind. I feel energetic. I feel like I'm teaching. I'm helping. I'm helping people like you that either need some help, need someone to talk to, need a friend, need to know there's somebody there that really cares, even if we're across the country from each other or across the world from each other. You've got somebody right now holding this microphone in his hand that really, really cares about you. I'm probably going to get people that don't want to listen to my podcast anymore or watch from this episode, because he's not teaching me about psilocybin. I turned on his podcast and subscribed because I only want to know about psilocybin. That wasn't you. But somebody, I'm sure people are thinking that. And I'm going to get people that probably unsubscribe or don't listen anymore. It has to be okay with me. Because that's the only way that I can move forward and teach and help when I'm not worried about the numbers. When I'm not worried about how I'm rating in my podcast, when I'm not worried about that stuff, that's when the true friendship and teaching take place. That's when they start. And I've done too many things in my life to please others and do things that were not in my heart. So now I've got this show, Microdose U. I'm only going to put an episode out if I feel it from my heart and for no other reason. If I ever record an episode and I just say, this is horrible, my subscribers deserve better than this, then I'm not going to put it out. But this is a different one because, again, I'm sharing the way I feel about this whole show and you. And I really want you to send me that email, please. And you don't have to make it long. Introduce yourself. Tell me a little bit about why you listen to me, what you want to get out, or what you've gotten out of it. Anything. Anything's good. I'm doing a webinar with Dr. Denise tomorrow night, actually. So today is Wednesday, as this is published. And see, I'm human. I cough. I'm human. I say sometimes. I'm human. I have pauses. When you send the email, I'm curious to know what you think of this free form also. Was it a waste of your time, or is this something that every once in a while you would like to hear from me? Let me know, please. I really want you to introduce yourself. But as I was saying, I'm doing a webinar tomorrow evening with Dr. Denise Moret. She's a doctor of psychology, very well versed in plant medicine, and you know how to do everything. She's great. She's my friend. She's my colleague. Love her. And we're going to be doing this webinar together. I don't like to really call it a webinar. I like to call it a meeting, because we're going to have a meeting between all of us, and we're going to talk about microdosing. And no matter where the conversation can go, anywhere you want, it can go to life. You can ask questions. As a matter of fact, I need to send another email out and ask people to submit their questions in advance. See, sometimes I forget the simplest words, but when I edit, you don't even know that everything seems seamless and I seem perfect, but I'm far from perfect, far from it. I really hope you can join me or join us on this webinar tomorrow night. It's going to be 1 hour. It's 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. Eastern. Translate that to your time zone. We'll hang out. If you really want to, you can be anonymous. It's not a video. It's not, in other words, you'll see me and you'll see Dr. Denise, but we won't see you. You'll be watching us like you're like watching a webinar. It's not a Zoom meeting where everybody can see everybody. It's not like that. So I really hope to see you. I'm going to put the link in the show notes, the link to the webinar in the show notes. Remember, nothing I talk about is medical advice. You got to talk to your own doc about this, but I'm sharing my life experience, and I really, really care about you and really want to help you. So I hope to see you on the webinar. I think I'm going to stop this now, but I got to tell you something. I've got some more things I've got to share with you. Some really important things I want to share with you. So I may make a part two on Friday, because I don't want to let you go like this. There's some things I've got to tell you. So in the meantime, okay, you got homework. Send me an email, introduce yourself, tell me what you think, and tell me if you like this free form. And also sign up for that webinar. I want to see you, or actually I won't see you, you'll be secret. But I want you to see me and Dr. Denise on the webinar tomorrow night, Thursday. If you're listening to this in the past that, then the webinar is Thursday, March 28th. I think that's 28th, right? 28. I had to look at I don't have my calendar in front of me, so I just had to count from my watch. Okay. Email, sign up for webinar. I will tell you this at the end of every episode, if you're brand new to me, I always say, I love you. And now I'm looking in the video camera and saying it so you can see my eyes. You can see that I'm not faking this. Nakama, I really do. I do this show for you. I have to admit, I love every second of it. And when I stop loving this, when I stop loving it, that's when I stop. Because I've made an agreement with myself that I'm no longer going to be doing anything in my life that I just don't really, that I don't enjoy. Life's too short, especially I'm old. So I don't have as many years left as I did when I was 20. So it's on my terms now, but it's on my terms because I love you and I want to do this for you. That's why we're doing it. Okay, I am so glad you're here. I'm proud of you. I'm proud that you've taken the step to listen and to change your life. And I am going to get you there. I promise you. I'm Dr. Dave. I will see you on Friday. And I hope to see you on the webinar Thursday night. Till next time.